share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The government has in the past been criticized for spending an exorbitant amount of money on seemingly unnecessary purchases and renovations. From the renovation of the Prime Minister's office allegedly costing ¥38.5 million, to the switch from Proton Perdanas to Toyota Velfires for ministers which cost ¥1.42 million in leases. Another recent case in point is the government's reported spending of ¥4,004,000 on the maintenance of the offices of 14 ministries and departments ever since 2020. This was recently announced by the minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Special Functions, Datuk Abdul Latif Ahmad, who said that the maintenance of these offices was carried out from time to time to ensure they are in good condition. The maintenance cost involved repairing damaged wiring systems, damaged ceilings, worn carpet and furniture, as well as installing video teleconferencing systems in offices and meeting rooms of administrative members. He said this in a parliamentary written reply to Telik Intan MP Na Kor Ming, who had asked the government to state in detail the total cost of repairing the offices of all cabinet members. From 2020 until now, throughout 2020 and 2021, periodic maintenance works have been carried out in 14 ministries and departments at a total cost of ¥4 million. He said. Abid Latif outlined that the most significant chunk of the maintenance cost of ¥1,073,580 went to the Prime Minister's Department. Here are other breakdowns of the spending. National Unity Ministry, ¥589,618. Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Ministry, ¥425,130. Plantation Industries and Commodities Ministry, ¥398,604. Federal Territories Ministry, ¥392,202. Science, Technology, and Innovation Ministry, ¥365,240. Finance Ministry, ¥227,375. Human Resources Ministry, ¥205,191. Defense Ministry, ¥123,864. Agriculture and Food Industry Ministry, ¥118,793. Health Ministry, ¥49,242. Youth and Sports Ministry, ¥17,225. Communications and Multimedia Ministry, ¥9,612. Tourism, Art and Culture Ministry, ¥8,500. What do you think of this? Let us know in the comments. Also read. Official car for ministers changed from Perdana to Toyota Velfire as monthly rental is cheaper by ¥2.80. Source. Astro Awani Source. CNA. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.